This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. In July, a federal judge struck down a ban on early voting at Florida college campuses. Some counties quickly established early voting sites at the colleges and universities in their areas, but not Miami-Dade. Civil rights groups began pushing back on that decision at a press conference today in downtown Miami. Local chapters of the American Civil Liberties Union, the League of Women Voters, and other groups are pressuring Miami-Dade County to offer early voting at college campuses here. Melba Pearson is deputy director of the ACLU of Florida. She says many students could be disenfranchised without access to early voting.
They may not have a car to be able to drive from one place to another. We don't exactly have the best public transport system, so it makes it very difficult to get to polling places.
Pearson hopes public pressure will force the county to offer early voting at Florida International University or Miami-Dade College.
But if that fails, we will take whatever appropriate action is necessary.
The county supervisor of elections, Christina White, said in a statement that the 25 early voting locations are already set and that they were chosen to ensure accessibility. In Miami-Dade, early voting starts October 22nd. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami, and this is WLRN News.